Jurors are back in court today for a ninth day of deliberations in the criminal trial of Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Swartz. The two former Tyco executives are charged with stealing $600 million from the company. Yesterday, the judge ruled against a motion for a mistrial after meeting with a female juror. She became the center of a controversy on Friday when she appeared to gesture an okay sign to the defense table. Over the weekend, a New York tabloid published her name and put a courtroom drawing of her on its cover. She appears to be a holdout for acquittal, Nancy Solomon reports.
It may have become the most notorious okay gesture in all of New York after the New York Post depicted an exaggeration of it and called the juror the granny holdout and a baddie blue blood. Attorneys for the former Tyco executives asked for a mistrial and entered the offending coverage into the court record. But it isn't just the tabloids causing concern. Stephen Duke, a Yale professor of law, says reporting by the New York Times was just as bad.
To send somebody out to talk to the doorman who says that this woman never gave him a Christmas bonus, I think that's just outrageous. It's just intimidation. The jurors should not be treated that way.
This case is starting to look a lot like the classic movie 12 Angry Men, and as Duke points out, it was the one lone holdout played by Henry Fonda who convinced the other 11 jurors.
One cannot infer from the one holdout that that person is being irrational. It could be that their personal relationships have developed in the jury where they're not listening to her.
Judge Michael Obis has turned down three requests for a mistrial since last Thursday. After four notes were sent to the judge complaining that the atmosphere had turned poisonous and incendiary, the judge gave the jury the option to give up. But they chose instead to take off for the weekend and return to deliberations. Yesterday, after the defense complained about the press coverage, the judge met with juror number four and was convinced she was able to continue. It must be obvious to everybody this is a very independent woman, Obis said. Stephen Cobry, a former prosecutor of white-collar crime, says the judge has done a good job of keeping the trial going.
I think that the judge is acting as prudently as he possibly can, and he's being as restrained as he can and trying to keep the jury focused on their obligations, and that is that they're going to deliberate in good faith.
Yesterday, the jury began actually deliberating the case again. They quickly began asking for documents and a readback of some testimony. It concerns the 14th and last grand larceny count. That could indicate they're more than halfway through deliberations. But then again, even that is mere speculation. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in New York.